they drink.
Hey, I said to sit him for 2 years and they play him after five games.
That's listen, Jones, I understand there's a difference of opinions out there, but sometimes you can just be insufferable. And that is hard to listen to. And it's not the right time. Pressure, win rate, this, that, and the other thing.
Alex Van Pelt has a good scheme.
So that's where you had to lose everybody. Yeah. So, like, if you were like
your right scheme Alex Van Pelt is running.
That's an odd question.
Good play caller?
Yeah. Oh,
so, by the way, that guy's going to be steaming. Our guy AVP?
Yeah.
He loves Brissett.
We'll ask him about it in 3 weeks. He can snort at us.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Because he thought he was great after the 49ers game. He thought Brissett was. So we haven't talked to him post the Miami game. But he was dead set that he's the guy, and Drake can learn more by playing.
This is a bad decision in New England.
So my guess, Dan Orlovsky, we found out through your old show that he and Mac Jones are best buds, right?
Yeah, texting buddies.
Yep. Do you think Orlovsky's best buds with AVP, and AVP likes Jacoby Brissett? I mean, I would rule it out. Maybe he is or he isn't.
We know Van Pelt likes Brissett. I don't know that they're text buddies, but yeah, I wouldn't rule it out.
But also the fact that he's complimenting Alex Van Pelt, like, good Lord. Like, if you watch these games, like, do you think?
Apparently not.
See, he has it, and that's the problem. Like, you watch, they have to cover 32 teams the way that we all cover one, or watch one, even just as a fan. Like, you watch every snap of every team. Like, he can't do that, and I'm sure he watches as much as he can. So if his take is don't play Drake May, you can't then also in the same take say Alex Van Pelt has good scheme and is a good play caller, because we know that to be false. So therefore, your first part, I'm throwing that out as well. I mean, he's at least been consistent.
He has been.
He has been, don't ever play this guy. You got to wait till everything's perfect around him. So maybe in year 10, you can get him out there.
But I like his scheme. There's been moments when he's shown to be a good play caller.
He did say moments. Which I would also push back and say, no.
Plural?
Moments? Though I would say the play action touchdown pass to Austin Hooper.
I like
the hook and ladder.
That was what I was going to say. That's the penalty.
I count it.
Couldn't coach it up.
That's the moment.
Got to coach that up.
That was the moment. He had two plays. He had two nice.
Yeah, they had to scheme up a 3rd and 10.
It's been 5 weeks. I mean, what is it, 300 plays? How many hundred plays? That's a lot of plays.
Yeah, I don't even know. I say this with all due respect to Dan Orlovsky.
I can't stand that.
He was very, very nice to us on the old 2-6 show.
All these guys are nice. Brissett's nice. Van Pelt's nice. Orlovsky's nice.
Here's his problem. He didn't have any talent. As an NFL high-level quarterback, he didn't have any talent. So he comes at it as, this is what I needed to succeed in the NFL. I needed receivers. I needed offensive line. I needed scheme. I needed time.
He's also, it's never the quarterback's fault guy.
Well, he is. And so, you know, all love and respect to Dan Orlovsky. You didn't have the talent of Drake May. And so Drake May doesn't necessarily need what you needed as a player. You're looking at it through the lens of what you needed. And you were very good. So Drake May, we'll find out what he is.
Yeah.
Drake May doesn't need what you needed. Jaden Daniels doesn't need what you needed. C.J. Stroud doesn't need what you needed. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, all these guys.
Yep.
And you don't see it because you didn't have that talent, and that's fine. But I think that's why he constantly gets this wrong.
Yeah, and I think there's just too many times where people look at the hits that Jacoby Brissett has taken and just assume it's all because of the offensive line. It has nothing to do with him holding the ball too long. And I think one of the reasons why the switch has been made is I think Mayo has sort of come around to that. And maybe Kraft, too. But I think Mayo's looking at it and being like, all right, this team isn't great, right? The hand we've been dealt is what he said the other day. But also, you can be better than 12 points per game. And if one of the options to you is to change the quarterback, who is still the most important position, like Orlovsky would have it, which is odd because he played quarterback.
But he would think,
like, the offensive line needs to be perfect. Then you can put him in. Then you can see what he can do. It's like, I don't know. Here's a bold thought. Maybe the quarterback can help improve the team. Try that. They don't have a lot of other options right now.
No, they don't. Can I give you two tweets? I found both of these to
be... give me two tweets.
A little alarming.
This is our new segment called Two Tweets.
Two Tweets.
Two Tweets.
With Jones and Keith.
That's right.
Mike Giardi tweeted out, and this is a quote from Around the League. He, Drake May, is so raw.
Raw?
The tape from the Jets game was a little scary.
It was scary?
He's going to make some plays for you, but he'll make a lot more plays for the opposition.
I'm in for plays, period.
Me too.
We haven't seen plays in a long time around these parts.
I'm okay with some mistakes.
Yeah.
If there's also plays being made. Right now, Jacoby Brissett, and this is my stance with Mac Jones.
Yep.
Those guys are making no plays.
None.
But they're still making mistakes. Now, Brissett's not turning it over, but he's holding onto the football. He's taking sacks, knocking you out of field goal range against Seattle, throwing over the middle of the field when you can't do it at the end of the game last week. And so, if you're making mistakes and you're making no plays, that's the worst possible recipe. Making plays, but also making some mistakes. I'm with you, Keith. I can live with that.
I think absolutely, because there have been no plays made by the Patriots for the most part over the last 5 weeks. And this still is also about next year in many ways. And I know you and I disagree a little bit about about the wins. Like, yeah, you want wins, but I'm not going to hold them to that. I want competitive games. I want entertaining games. And I also want development, on-field development. And that's where I think a lot of people have the real difference of opinion, where some think you can get a lot better just by practicing. Others feel like you need to be out there in real game reps. So let's say he throws a pick across his body in his second start. Maybe there's a chance his third, fourth, fifth start, he doesn't. Right? Like, I get
right,
some of that
learns.
Get some of those bad habits out of the way now in what we all feel like is already a lost season standings wise. And then 2025, you look at him and you're like, yeah, hey, you get a left tackle, you get a receiver, and maybe you have something.
Caleb Williams in September, pretty bad. Caleb Williams, one start into October, looking like a different quarterback.
Good.
And so that's the idea. You put up with some issues early, and you hope they iron them out and learn. Andrew Callahan, Boston Herald.
Right. Oh, this is the second of the two tweets.
This is following through on the bit.
No doubt.
Wide-ranging NFL reaction to Drake Mays starting. He says one Patriots veteran is happy, believing it will make the offense more aggressive. Another confirmed May has performed well in practice, but didn't have a feel on how the games will go. Okay. Two outside front office executives. So catch that. A veteran was happy. Another said, look, he looks good in practice. I don't know how it's going to go in games.
Okay.
Then the outside front office executives, non-Patriots.
All right.
They were surprised. One sense the Pats felt pressure to change quarterbacks.
Interesting.
Why that is, business, I would imagine.
Pleasure.
I don't think it's that.
Don't mix them.
Another didn't believe this was a pure coaching decision, meaning it goes to ownership, which
that's your point.
I believe.
Yeah, that might be right. It's also like the reasons for the decision might not necessarily be what you agree with, but it doesn't mean it's not the right decision.
So that's how I feel about it. Yeah. Like, I just don't tell me it was the plan. I love that he's getting in there.
See, that's the thing. It's not the plan.
But don't tell me this is the plan. Houston week six all along was the plan. Nobody buys that.
It's the best team they've faced all season.
It should have been Miami. It should have been week one. There's a lot of times you should have done it earlier. I wish you did it earlier.
Is it the best team they play all year?
Maybe.
I mean, I guess it depends on how you feel about the Bills.
No,
I mean, I think the Patriots are the...
Houston just beat Buffalo.
I think they're better.
I'm going to say yes. Go to our tiers. They're the highest tiered team
they
the Patriots play all year.
They are the highest tiered team they play. So there you go. Tears never lie.
Okay. Let's get to some phone calls. A lot of you waiting patiently. This individual was here during our party right at the start of the show. Sorja in Mansfield. Hello.
Yes.
Jones, Keith, how are we doing today?
Great. Excellent. Fine.
The best.
Oh, man. This feels like divine intervention, manifestation. I just got a notification that Nico Collins is in the IR. I mean, Dan Orlovsky, when you say that you think AVP's offensive scheme is good, you should never be allowed to talk football again. And since this Orlovsky wants to bring up stats, I got a stat for him.
Hear it.
Average time to throw, Jacoby Brissett, 2.94. Average time to throw for Jaden Daniels, 2.98. What's the, like you guys said, Jaden Daniels is the one making the throws on the run. Jacoby Brissett is a statue. So here's my point, guys, and I got a key conspiracy for you guys.
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah.
I think this is the right decision, of course. I think it doesn't matter how this decision was made. It was the right decision, and I truly believe that the person who decided to not start Drake May up until this time will get fired in the offseason. Drake May, QB1, get the chariots out. We're beating the Texans.
Wow!
Texans on Sunday.
Okay, well, I don't agree with all of that.
That is exciting stuff right off the rip.
So his conspiracy or Keyspiracy.
Big dub.
His Keyspiracy.
7-point dogs.
Yeah.
7-point home dogs.
Is the Keyspiracy that Alex Van Pelt is getting fired? I think that's what he's saying.
He didn't say Van Pelt or Elliot Wolf.
Well, he said the person who didn't want to play him, so I'm assuming we're talking about Van Pelt or Wolf. Right,
yeah. Oh, I would say maybe he's leading towards Van Pelt.
Yeah, that's an odd question.
The recent track record of the Patriots would suggest that offensive coordinators are one and done.
He's right. I don't think they're going to win this weekend, but he's right about Nico
cover?
Collins just got put on IR.
That's big. Do you think they can cover 7-point spread? You don't have to give me an answer now, but something to think about.
I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel great about that, but I'm excited. I'm riding the wave.
Nico Collins, their leading receiver, he's a great player, and so that's going to be an adjustment for them.
Some say he might be the best receiver in the NFL.
I've heard that.
Let's go to Brian and Barica. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Brian?
Brian, you get the drive-thru? What'd you get? Some munchkins? What'd you get?
Oh, no, that's just somebody at work. They need something. Sorry about that.
All good.
No worries.
Sitting here for a minute. All right, where were we? Drake May, the beautiful Drake May. Yes. How exciting is it that we finally have at least a little bit of a glimpse of hope for our Patriots team here? Yeah. Listen, I don't expect to win, but what I do expect is to put some points on the freaking board here.
Okay, let's go with that, Keith.
I like that.
How many points do they score? Maybe they don't cover. How many points do they score? Drake, they're scoring 12 a week with Brissett. How many points we get this week?
For his first game?
Yes.
Against a good defense?
Yes.
7!
What if I told you they score 20?
Okay, I almost went there. That's
too much.
A little,
20
too much.
Points with this team.
Too much. Too much.
Cue it up again, Nick.
Too much.
Cue it up again.
17.
17.
Yeah, 17. I thought 17. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to go higher though. I'm positive today.
17.
I'm super positive today. Yeah. Maybe by Friday it'll be less. It'll be 3 points. I'll take a field goal off the board. Yeah, maybe Sly shanks one.
Okay.
Sly guy's missing field goals now. He's missing kicks. That was an easy chip shot kick.
Yeah, more leg days.
Or maybe back it up. He's like, this is too close. I heard him say that on the field. He goes, too close.
Too close.
I hit a 63-yarder last week. I'm not messing around with 33-yarders.
Growing up playing basketball, there are kids who'd be like, I got to shoot from a step behind the free throw line. It's like, no, you don't.
Just shoot at the line.
Yeah, just shoot at the line there, dude.
I'll take it back here.
Back it up. That's too close for me. So they scored 20 points against Seattle in that overtime game.
Sure.
They scored 16, 3, 13, and 10. So they've scored, all right, how about this? They've scored 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 weeks. So if they score 2 touchdowns this week.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Two touchdowns.
2 offensive touchdowns is progress.
And see what Sly Guy does. Maybe Sly Guy steps into one.
Never mind the matchup, which is a tough defense, as we've illustrated. Doesn't scare me. So many people around here are scared.
People are scared. Well, it is October. Spooky.
Yeah, so I was going to go. That's a better way to go. I was going to go with your little chicken. Bark, 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 bark.
Oh, bark, bark, bark.
But I like it's spooky
season.
Spooky. People are a little spooked.
People are scared of their own shadows.
Quite frankly, it's embarrassing. When it comes to playing, like, no teams can ever play a rookie quarter. It's embarrassing.
You ever been to, like, a haunted woods?
How many people are spooked by that? No, that's actually
scary. Yeah.
Playing a rookie quarterback shouldn't be scary.
But the teams are doing it all the time.
And yet you've been brainwashed into it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
We said earlier in the week they were going to the 90s. 92-93, rock bottom.
84-92 unis is what they're wearing.
Oh, they are
wearing
the
throwbacks. You were talking unis. Sorry.
No, I'm saying we are back in the 90s. This is Bledsoe. This is the beginning of Bledsoe, I think.
Yes.
And I hope maybe you get a little bit better.
Yes.
So you bottomed out last week. This is the beginning of the climb back up, where we're happy with 2 offensive touchdowns. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on it. Who made the call? Something we've been talking about here today. I think it's ownership. Keith thinks it's Jerod Mayo. Speaking of Jerod Mayo, we're going to hear from him shortly after 11 o'clock, so stick around. You'll hear that live on Jones and Keith. We'll get his thoughts on going to Drake May, whether or not it was his call. I'm sure he'll say it was. I also want to get to when the Patriots alerted the team and the timeline of the announcement. Let's dig into that more next.